Here we go. Hanoide min hamavushal. A person makes hanoide min hamavushal. Someone makes a ned min hamavushal muter b'tzli. Okay, so basically, this whole parak is going to deal with expressions. It's a very, very specific. Exactly, this parak is going to define language. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim v'chavis l'ruach memalo. The kech adib, the kech communication. Okay, so hanoidim min hamavushal muter b'tzli. Person makes nedam machin avenichan from mavushal, from something that is cooked. So you are permitted to draw benefit from something that is roasted. Mm-hmm. Okay, because cooking...
In Vishalok.
No, it does not. It does not make a difference in this case. In this case, there is no difference between the Nerd and the Mudr. It does not make a difference. Over here, I'm not going to have enough from something that's cooking. You'll not have enough from what is roasted, because roasted...
In Vishalok.
Roasted, Uvishalok, what is Shalok? Extended cooking. Shalok means, let's say the recipe calls to cook it for an hour, and you leave it in the pot for 5 hours. Shalok means extended cooking. Okay, so therefore, if you make a neder from a mevushal, and you have, and they present you at some type of gala dinner, an object which is shalok or tzli, you are permitted to derive benefit, because your neder was only for something that was cooked. Next, Omar, new case. Omar, koinam tavshil shani toim.
That means he can't, this person that comes before Pesach, he can't eat the current Pesach.
Oh, so you're asking a very good question. That's a mitzvah, because you cannot be making a neder against the Torah. If the Torah says that you're allowed to have hanoah from, from shaluk, from tzli, then maybe your neder doesn't have any power. I don't know the answer. Maybe that doesn't work, the neder, in that case. Good question. I don't know the answer. Let's say a person says koinam tavshil she'eni toyem. I will not have pleasure from a tavshil. That's the fourth vocabulary word for today. We have mavushal, cooked food. What is cooked, by the way? Cooking means water. You put a piece of food, a piece of meat, or anything, a potato, a carrot, a cucumber, in water. And you boil the water. The water is boiled in the pot.
The food is cooked completely.
The food is cooked. What's complete? What are you referring to? Mavushal?
Mavushal.
Mavushal means it's a complete cooking. But what is the definition of cooking? Cooking, by definition, means...
Correct. Cooking through the use of...
Water. Tzli, there is no water. It is direct contact fire upon the meat. The fire is you're cooking something over an open fire. The word shaluk...
Like a spit, I guess.
A spit, correct. Shaluk is, again, water. But you allow it to cook in the water for a very long period of time, more than what is normal.
It says undercooked.
Mavushal mushkaroy shalok mavushal yoiser midai. In Rashi, it says it is cooked yoiser midai, more than more than.
What happens if someone cooks it? It's not fully cooked. Kamachal ben dosoi.
Kamachal ben that it's cooked. Okay, no. So
I tell you why? Because look what he writes here. Mavushal karo, it's completely cooked.
Oh, you sound good. I don't know the answer.
Generally speaking, shalok means overcooked and not undercooked.
But here,
Farish and the Rosh explain shalok means overcooked. However, the Ran points out.
Let's read the Ran. The Ran here says, "With the shortest, what does it mean? Shalok, shalok is she'ena bichlal l'shoyin b'vushal. With shalok boshul v'loy boshul. Like what Rabbi Shol Zev says,
kemachol
ben drusai." It's not fully cooked.
So machloikis, Rashi says otherwise.
It's a machloikis, Rashi and Ran.
Wow.
Okay, machloikis, Rashi and Ran. Shereh mechal shalom b'vushalok b'boshal l'boshal. Then he l'sholok nami mashma b'vushal yosem midai. Even though generally it means yosem midai. Kidam in repair kolom kolom b'osar. Ha-kaved oiseres v'ena neseres shalush.
Liver?
Ha-kaved. Liver, correct. Oiseres v'ena neseres. When the liver is being cooked, it gives out blood. It's giving out, so therefore it's coming to make anything treif. All the blood that comes out from the liver that goes into another item becomes shir. But it itself, calls man that it's poilate, it's not mavliya. When something is full of blood, and it's, as long as it's in the process of giving out, it does not reabsorb. And that moment in time,
right.
Shaluko oiseris v'neseris. Then we have shaluko, an item that is overcooked. It is oiseris v'neseris.
What do you say about covered oiseris v'en?
The
blood that comes out is
a liver is full of blood,
but
so
it doesn't acid the covid. It itself, doesn't go back.
We don't say that the liver, the blood of the liver, will come back to the liver itself. As long as what about shaluk? You have an item that's not kosher, and it's now and it's shaluk, and you put it together, it itself can become treif. It can absorb shaluk, oiseres v'neseres. Two different cases.
Meaning?
I mean, let's say it's treif. Let's say this item which has been overcooked is treif, and it's in a pot together with something else.
Mm-hmm.
Then its flavor will come forth,
yeah,
will be emitted, and will go into the other food.
Right.
Let's say the shaluk is kosher.
Yeah.
And it's cooking together in a pot with non-kosher food, it will absorb.
Yeah.
An object which is shaluk go two ways.
If it's treif, it can make, and if it's not treif,
right,
it could absorb.
Shaluk d'hocha, so over there in that context, the word shaluk means that it's overcooked.
I got it.
Shaluk d'hocha, bashil v'le bashilu, d'b'nadar m'halech acha l'shon adam. Okay, this is what he's over here, because the yesoid is, he's saying it's tremendous chiddush, that stam, when a person, in time of the Gemara, said the word shaluk, in their vocabulary, it meant that it's partial, even though that's the lashon b'nei adam, but in the lashon of the Mishnah or in the Mamori Chazal, there it means overcooked, and it's very critical to know exactly what the word means in the common vernacular, in the way, because by nedarim there is a golden rule. The golden rule is haloich achar lashon b'nei adam. We make a neder. You have to know the way people understand. We had this said many, many times. You have to understand what is meant. What is the common way people understand what you refer to when you use a certain term? So here we have already four words. There is mevushal, there is tzli, there is shaluk, and there is a tafshil. So again, mevushal.
What's the difference? Tafshil means.
Oh, so that we're going to see object. Right now. Okay, so right away when it comes to the word shaluk, we have to remember it's very delicate because here l'shoyd halach ach l'shoyd ben adam, and according to the Ran, even though in Achanami in the Gemara and maybe in the Mishnayis, the word shaluk means it's mevushal yoiser midai, but in his time the Ran says when people said the word shaluk or the Gemara story or whatever it is, when people say the word shaluk, they mean it's not fully cooked. Okay, we lost our visitors online.
Oh.
They disappeared because we're having a hard time here with the internet again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see if
they come back. Recording in progress.
And tafshil, that's a third thing.
Mr. Rapport, you still there? I don't see them.
Rav Levine, if you can hear me.
I hear you. Do you hear me?
I can hear you on the audio and the visual.
You hear me now? Yeah, I'm sorry. There's something wrong over there with the internet connection. So if we go out, it's nothing personal. Let's go weiter.
Okay, tafshil.
Next, koinam tafshil she'eni toyim. Also, b'maisa kedera. Oh, now we have over here a fifth term. Tavshil meister. What is a cooked item? A cooked item is more expansive. It includes kol tavshil b'mashma, anything that is. Now, how do you touch the word tavshil? Look at the Ran. The Ran says, koinam tavshil she'eni toyim also b'maisa kedera. Rach umuta b'ava. That's really the next line of the Mishnah. Let's see. Also, basically, there rach umuta be'ava. Thin is osur, thick is osur. Umuta be'beitza tur muta. Uvidalas hamerutza. Look at the Ran. The Ran says also, b'tavshal shel toyim asher b'osur ma'aseh k'deira rach umuta be'ava. It is osur to eat ma'aseh k'deira rach, but it's muta thick. What does this mean? Ma'aseh k'deira k'goin chelka targis v'tisni, which means you take certain types of kernels of wheat, I think, and you slice them into different two parts, three parts, and four parts. Right? Chalka means you take a kernel of grain and you split it into two chalokim. Targis is three parts, v'tisni is four parts, I think. V'kamar de'im hu rach osur aval avamotor de'hai tana kol midi de misachla be'rifta tavshul karile. Anything that is eaten with bread is called a tafshil. Kedisa b'gemara, b'maisa kedera, ova, b'ape nafshei, it is thick by itself. Ach lele b'loy pas, and you eat it b'loy pas. Okay, so in other words, he's saying over here, you cite that the word maisa kedera, tafshil, is something which is eaten together with bread.
Only if it's soft.
So if it's hard, you don't eat it together with bread, you eat it by itself. It's a dish by itself. You're looking for something to supplement your bread. A tafshil means something which is used to supplement your bread.
Cream cheese.
If it's thick, it's very thick, then you don't eat it together with bread. You eat it by itself.
What was the rhyme? Because that itself satiates the person.
Exactly.
And v'komar soft probably means like a soup.
Okay, let's see one more time word. Right, v'komar, the im hurach osur. If it's soft, it's osur. Aval ava mutter. Why? The high tana, this tana, kol meat, anything. The misachla be'rifta, that is eaten with bread. Tavshul karile. It's called a tavshul. Kedisa b'gemar. Umaisa kedera ava. Mice that is thick, but ape nafshe achlile, beloy pas. Memel, it's not called a tavshul. Tavshul means a dish that has been prepared that you eat together with bread.
You dip your bread into it.
You dip your bread into it. So you dip it. It's something that is eaten together with bread. Anything that is prepared, any food that is prepared to be eaten together with bread is called a tavshul. Memela, when you have over here this porridge. Okay, this porridge is some type of beans or some type of grain. I think really grain grits, where you chop up into different pieces, different sizes. If it's thin, then it's customary to eat it with bread. If it's thick, not. So then it cannot be called a tavshul. The Amrin b'Gemara, the also b'tzli
v'sholok.
Yes, still in the Ran. The Amrin b'Gemara, the also b'tzli v'sholok. The misachla be'rifta. When it comes to roasted meat and Ushaluk, food that has been overcooked or undercooked, according to the Ran, it's undercooked. It is eaten together with bread. Memela, it's going to be awesome.
I'm coming across very
Sorry.
Low. You're coming across blurred. I'm your Dutch accent. It's very disoriented, like on your audio.
How's it now? Shlomi, Shlomi, what's the story? Is it in and out?
Now it's good.
Okay, I don't know what to do about this. I'm right now on my phone because the other thing is not working. Let me just see what's doing with my phone, if the thing is on.
You want to use my phone again?
Maybe No. It's. I'm using my mobile hotspot. It should work here. I don't know. All right, we have to fix this. We have to get a new device over here to get this to work better. Okay, let's go further in the run. Okay, I'm over here. I'm here now, over here on the third line. Okay, I'm on the third line after it gets wired. When it says she'ani toyim lav davka, taste means lav davka. El revusa nokta loyma de afilu amar she'ani toyim muter ba'ava. Before Shmuel Yerushalmi, the chihechi de bekoinam tavshul muter ba'ava, hachinami nudar min hamavushul muter ba'ava. Just like when it comes to the koinam tavshil mutabava, if you make a koinam from a tavshil of a tavshil mutabava, hachinami nudar minamavushil mutabava. Notice there's no chib in the word neder and koinam. Neder and koinam over here, there's not going to be a difference between these two. Why would these two be a difference? I don't know. All right, let's go back to the in the Ran. Umutu beitza turmita. Ran. Mefarish b'gemara, the shalki lab b'maya chamime alpha zimne, the alpha zimne b'maya kridei. What do you do? 1,000 times it says. What do? You cook it in hot water 1,000 times and 1,000 times in cold water. Ad dimis zutra kidabolala v'loy misachla b'rifta. Umashma the davka bahu the shari aval kol shlo nispashul kol kach asu if it's not cooked so much it's aser tamasach lirifta bahada yach isav yushalmi b'shem nafchista aser beitza megulgelas a roasted egg shekach derech achoyle lechol ba pitoy the alma kol shlo nitzdamka kol kach shapas nechelas ima b'chlal tavshul hu. All right, so let's go back over here to the case of the Mishnah Chazal of the Mishnah over here hanoyde mimaisa kedera. From Maisa Kedera, well, that's really the next part,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you make a neder,
you start again.
So let's start again. Mavushal muter b'tzli.
Yeah.
Mavushal cook with water, muter b'tzli roasted. V'shalik, if you go and make a neder from shalik, v'shalik and shalik. Hanoyde min hamavushal muter b'tzli v'shalik. Period. Good?
Yeah.
Next case. Omar, koinam, tavshil she'eni toyim. And the Ran says, lav dafka the word koinam, it could be the hanoider. There's no chil between the word koinam and noider. A koinam is a neder. Koinam, tavshil, she'enit, because that's the obvious question. Why does the Mishnah begin with the word hanoider? And then does the Mishnah switch to the word Koinam. So the Ran says lav dafka. Whatever the reason is, I don't know what the reason is. Koinam tavshil she'eni time. What is a tavshil? So the essence of a tavshil is something which you eat with bread. Also,
what do you mean she'eni time?
I will not eat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It shall be forbidden to me like a carbon. Yeah, yeah. Anything that is called a tavshil. What is the definition of a tavshil?
I was explaining.
What is the definition of tavshil? Generally, something that you eat with bread. Memela. Also, the Maise Kedera Rach. Maise Kedera is, if I'm not mistaken, grits. Grits, kernels of grain that you break into little pieces and you add some liquid, some other ingredients, and you make like a porridge out of it. Do you dip your bread into this? So it depends. If it's rach, if it's very, very soft,
it's awesome.
Then it's gonna be awesome because that's called a tavshil. But let's say it's ova. You don't eat it with bread. Umutar be ova. Next. Now what about umutar be beitza turmuta? A beitza turmuta is some, the Gemara is going to explain what this is, we'll see in the Gemara, is some type of exotic egg which you cook many, many times and you do not you do eat it. It seems like you do eat it with bread. You don't eat it with bread.
What does termina mean?
I don't know what it means. We'll have to see in the Gemara. Uvidalas hamirutza, a melon hamirutza that is roasted. Some type of technique that they do to this type of melon.
The last is a melon or a squash?
Same thing. What is a squash? Some type of that family of dalas. I don't know. I do not know.
You don't cook melons.
You can cook squash, but you can't cook melons. Okay, so I don't know what this is. It's some type of thing which harimutsa, which you put in coals.
You ever cook a honeydew or a cantaloupe?
Never.
So
it's a first.
The squash you cook.
I don't cook anything.
All right, your wife is going to cook it.
Oh, yeah, you wish. Over the last harimutsa. Next case. Hanoide mi maise kidera. Ein os ela mi maise ras chosa. Only from something which is hot.
Recording in progress.
Oh no, this thing is going on and off the whole day.
Baruch Hashem, what happened?
Hello, you hear me again?
Are you fully recovered?
I hope so, yeah.
Hello?
I hear you back.
Let me try something.
Back.
You have a brother?
Yeah, Rav Hashem, I have two brothers, yeah.
Are they married?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I lost one brother. He left behind. He left a wife and three kids.
Mm-hmm.
Many years ago.
You don't have to do Yibam?
No, because she has kids.
Oh, kids.
All right. She married an Ethiopian girl.
Mm-hmm.
Kids look like
okay,
Spartan.
I did something. Maybe it'll work now. Okay, you with me? Are you here?
Wait a minute.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Israel. Here. Okay, weiter. Let's go weiter. Okay, we have to see over here. Now let me go back over here. Kids, let me go back over here to the kids to what it says over here. The Mesif over here says, "Mimaisa, a person makes a neder from the last hamerutza." Let me read you over here what it says over here in the Mesif. The Mesif says, "Let's go back to the case of the beitza tur muta, a beitza." A case of a beitza turmuta is an egg that has been cooked multiple times to the point where it shrinks to the size where you can swallow it in one shot. You don't need to chew it. If you want to swallow an egg, you cook the egg multiple times and it shrivels. And when it shrivels, you can swallow it in one shot. Beitza shenis and people do this for refuah purposes.
Which one? Which kind of
the beitza turmuta?
Oh, I got
why
it.
Is it called turmuta? I do not know. It says over here, "Vehi beitza shemachnitzim oisa elapamim b'mayim chamim v'elapam b'mayim kodim." The Gemara is going to explain. Because it's so small, it's not necessary to eat it with bread. You just swallow it raw. V'loy nechshev es tavshil. Okay, now why is it called by this name? I don't know why it's called by this name. Next, then it says umutu bidlas harimutsa. Dolas, according to this interpretation, it means a melon which comes from a certain location. It is the name of a country, name of a city. Dolas habamim makam sheshmo Karkuza. Uvichol hadvarim elu muta
hamuta. Oh, hamuta is the name of the place.
Name of the place. Okay, next halacha. Hanoider mi maise kedera. You make a neder from maise kedera. Ein os elu mi maise risachta. Something which you have to cook it in a pot. Maise kedera means something which automatically is put in a pot and you have to apply heat. Dovar shetzorich
l'spashel. It's also while eating it's hot.
You have to cook it a lot in a pot
until it becomes hot.
Avolim, let's say koinam hayori l'kedera. Let's say you say hayori l'kedera, not maise kedera she'eni toyim. Also b'chol ha-mispashel b'kedera.
What does that mean? Hayori l'kedera.
There are two different terms. The term called there's a term called maise kedera. And there's a term called yoyred l'kedera. Maise kedera means you have to apply an extreme degree of heat. Something which requires to be heated a lot in a pot. Yeah. Something that's called yoyred l'kedera, that is more inclusive. Not only something which requires a lot of heat. Over here in the Masif, this is loyrak b'dvarim shetshichem l'resrech l'hatsvashul harbe b'kedera. Anything kevan shosras atzman b'chol ma shenichnas l'kedera. So there's some type of nuance of expression between a maisa kedera and yoyred l'kedera. Maisa kedera, it has to have an intensity of heat. Yoyred l'kedera, even a small amount of heat, there's some type of transformation.
Oh, he says even cold.
Even cold? Who says cold?
Rashi.
Rashi says cold?
Yeah.
Also, let me see. Rashi says, you're right. Even something which is cold. You are right. Even something which is cold. All right. So let's chaz this Mishnah one more time. Okay, chaz one more time. Hanoidim and mevushal muta bitzli. Uvishalak. Bishul is regular karoi. Mutter bitzli roasted and uvishalak. Shalak machlekis Rashi and the Ran doesn't mean intent. Yeah. It means overcooking or undercooking.
Yeah.
Next. Omar. Koinam. Koinam is lavdafka. Tavshul she'eni toyim. The Taich of a Tavshil, if you only came to learn this, I lost them again.
Recording in progress.
Hello, you there? Hello, anyone there? Hello, greetings. Hello?
Yeah, you're back.
Okay, I'm on a new system now. I'm on a new, right now it should be good. I'm off my phone. I'm back on the shul's internet. Okay, it should be better now. Mr. Rappo, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so we're chasing the Mishnah again one more time. Now we have a little more clarity. Hanoidim and amavushal mutter bitzli v'sholok. Period. Next case. Omar koinam tavshul shenitoim. Tavshul is something we just cook, eat with bread. Also b'maisa kedera. What is maisa kedera? Maisa, the Mishnah will define in a few moments. Maisa kedera is something that you put in a pot and you have to apply heat for it to be prepared. Heat. Lafuke yoyred le kedera, even cold.
Yeah.
So what is the law? A tavshil is something which is eaten with bread, which includes, when it comes to tzli and shaluk, the Ran said, tzli and mevushal and shaluk, these things are eaten with bread. But Maisa kedera, it depends. There's a maisa kedera rach and a maisa kedera ova. Maisa kedera rach is eaten with bread, and maisa kedera ova is not eaten with bread. Umutur bova. Next, umutur, you're allowed, if you make a ned that you're not going to have hanoch from a tavshil, you're allowed to have umutur bebeitza turmuta. It does not say so far what the word turmuta means, but what is the exact precise translation, what this word is, but it means an egg that has been cooked multiple times where it shrivels and you can swallow it in one shot without chewing, and therefore it's not it is not eaten with bread. Next, uvidilas har mutsa. Har mutsa is a place, it's a location in this world, it is a city, and they have melons, and those melons also are not eaten with bread. Next part of the Mishnah. Let's now go back and define with better terminology, better clarity, what is a maisa kedera and yoyred l'kedera. Maisa kedera means heat. Yoyred l'kedera means heat or cold. Hanoidim maisa kedera ain't also elab maisa rois ras chata. What?
How How can you cook something?
You let it just, you put it into a pot and you mix it with water maybe. Maybe you crush it, you mix it with water, maybe you add certain types of chemicals, maybe add, who knows what you add. You take out some Coca-Cola and it has a chemical reaction and it causes some type of thing to happen, but you don't apply heat. Omar koinam hayori likadera sheini toyim also bechol ha mispashlin bikadera. And over here, as our Rebbe over here, Rabbi Shol Zev Lobel pointed out from Rashi, also bechol, it says over here, likadera the mashna bein soinin bein roseach, also bechol mispashlin bein rach bein ova. It's a pella. It used the word mispashlin to refer to something that you're not applying heat. Ordinarily, when you would say the word bishul, bishul means heat. Yet, according to Rashi, the word bishul over here in the Mishnah means you put it whether it's cold. If there's a transformation that comes to an item by putting something with a liquid, even a liquid that is cold, and it causes a transformation that's also called bishul, according to Rashi. And that's called yorid likadera. There's some type of chemical reaction which happens. That's called yorid likadera. And that's going to be osur to eat. Whether it's Rashi over here says, whether it is the mashmuk is mutter. It's osur. Anything that's mispashlim likadera, bein rach, bein ova. Okay, whether it's soft, whether it's ova. If you make a neder, I will not eat yoreid likedera. So what we learned over here, at least for me, was g'day to come tonight to learn all these new words. There's bishul, there is sli, there is shaluk, there is maisa kedera rach, maisa kedera ova, and there is yoreid likedera. That's at least seven terms. Nachamol, bishul, sli, shaluk, tavshil, Maisa kedera ova, maisa kedera racha, and yoril kedera. That is a grand total of eight.
Yeah.
Okay. Or eight. Or what was it? 807. I forgot already. Whatever it is. 807 different terms. Was it in Kedai to come tonight to learn that?
Yes.
The eight different terms in this Mishnah of different types of foods. And in one of them, sholok, we have a machlok, it's Rashi, and Ran, is sholok mean.
Can you give me a limousine back to my house?
What does limousine have to do with this?
No, you asked me if it's kedai to come tonight. Give me a
limousine. We have all these terms. Mevushal, tzli, shaluk, two types of shaluk.
Yeah.
A shaluk that's not 100% and it's overdone. And then we have a tafshil. And then we have maisa kedera that is ova. Maisa kedera that is racha. And then we have what else do we have over here? That's seven. And then there is Yoru Likadera. That's eight. And in addition to that, we also have the Beitza Turmuta. That's nine. And the Delas Harimutza. Ten. Ten things. You learn ten things. If your wife asks you tonight, what do you learn tonight?
Ten
you
things.
Can rattle off ten different food items. Mm-hmm. Now we go to the Gemara. The Gemara over here says, Taylan Deraisa, Rabbi Yoshia Oyser. Rabbi Yoshia Oyser. Rabbi Yoshia prohibits. What is Rabbi Yoshia coming to prohibit?
I thought it was Yashia.
Rabbi Yoshia, over here, the Nikud over here is Yoshia. Yoshia. Okay, the Brizer says you're not have enough from Mevushal. Dover, it says he's going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says how you know the Mishnah Mevushal.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yoshia Oyser, the Afal Pishan Rail Dover. Now, why? Now, what our Mishnah said that it's mutter to have Hana from Tzli and Sholok.
Yeah.
Our Mishnah says you're making it from something that is Mevushal. Mevushal means water, cooked in water. Tzli is over an open fire. Shaluk, too much cooking, or too little cooking. Rabbi Yoshia disagrees. So tell Rabbi Yoshia is also, how do you know this? Where do we find that roasting is also called bishul? Zeichel adavar shenemar. It says in Divrei Hayomim, it says, Vayivashlu ha-Pesach bo'esh ka-mishpat. They cooked the Korban Pesach in fire ka-mishpat. Now this pasuk is describing the Korban Pesach. Which Korban Pesach are we describing over here? That they're going to bring, I think, Yemos HaMashiach. How many times in Tanakh does it mention in Jewish history that a Korban Pesach was offered by Klal Yisrael. Seven times. Pesach Mitzrayim, when they left Egypt, then the second year. Okay, the second year, only twice. When they left Mitzrayim in the second year, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, Yoshiyahu HaMelech made a Pesach. And I don't remember the other times. This is one of the seven times that it says in Tanakh that the Klal Yisrael, they offered a Korban Pesach. And it says they brought a Korban Pesach, it says that they cooked.
Oh, by the way, Rabbi Yashi says, he asks, even if you make a net that includes Mitzlim, Shalom.
Right, that's the Gemara's Kasha. That's exactly Marsha. We learned in the Mishnah that Mavushal is Mudah Bitzli. It's Mudah Bitzli.
Yeah.
Along comes Tanya Rabbi Yoshi Oyser Bitzli. He disagrees with the Tanya.
And
the
he brings
Mishnah.
A Raya.
Why? Because we find the word cooking includes roasting. Because when it comes to Karim Pesach, I'll Tzliyesh.
Which really means roasted.
Roasted. And yet the Pasuk says that it's cooked. So what do you learn from it? You learn over here that the word cooking and roasting are interchangeable. Mm-hmm. When you say the word to cook,
so this is a
also, it's a kashno, so you have a different opinion. Even to roasting is also, if you make a ned, I'm not going to go eat something that is cooked, you're not allowed to eat something that is roasted.
Yeah.
How do you know this? Because Karban Pesach.
Yeah.
It says in Divrei Hayamim that they cooked a Karban Pesach. It cannot possibly mean that they cooked, because this is the Farish in the Torah, Tzli'esh.
Right.
Tzli'esh al matzah sumurim yochlu. According to the halacha, that's not the halacha. The halacha is he's supposed to roast the Korban Pesach. So how then can the pasuk use the word vayivashlu? What do we learn from this? That the word bishul in Tanakh can refer to roasting. So mamela, when a person makes a neder, I will not have hana from an object that is mevushal. It includes something which is roasted. Lema, so question now falls back on the Tanakam, on the Mishnah. How could the Tanakh of our Mishnah hold that you're permitted to eat something that is roasted? What is the point of disagreeing between the Tanakh of the Mishnah and Rabbi Yoshua? Lema, behold, come and Rabbi Yoshua, Sava Halech Achel Shoin Torah, the Tanakh Dilon, Sava Benedorim Halech Achel Shoin Torah.
Say it again, Lema.
Lema, what is the machloikis in the our Tanakh of the Mishnah and Rabbi Yoshua?
Yeah.
When you make a neder, what defines the vocabulary?
Yeah.
What's the vocabulary? Is the vocabulary the way people speak?
Yeah.
Or is the vocabulary the way the words are defined in Tanakh?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Rabbi Yoshua that says that if you make a neder from Bishul, you're not allowed to have something that is cooked, that is roasted, because he learns that the definition of a word is defined the way it's used in Tanakh, not the necessary way.
Should we say
B'hok Mifkla? Let us say okay, a very simple machlokes. I don't understand the machlokes.
So, the way how the Gemara starts, it starts with a kasha, l'chay Rabbi Yashu. So
it's a statement. Rabbi Yoshua disagrees.
I understand.
So we want now to have an understanding. What is the point of disagreement?
I got it.
Halech. Gemara says loy. Incorrect. The kulyam. Everybody really holds b'nidam halech achal l'shem b'nei adam. No.
He falls out from.
Everyone agrees when it comes to nidam halech achal l'shem b'nei adam. Everyone agrees. Oh, so what's talking about? Why then does Rabbi Yoshua say that refers to roasting? Mar ki ashrei, but ashrei the tana dilon litzli korulitzli.
Ashrei means a place.
The place, the location. We call asar v'asar. Yehei lohoin luchon shalom rabba min shemaya. We call asar v'asar.
Mar is referring to the tana mar ki ashrei.
Our tana sav ki ashrei, like his location. Umar ki ashrei. It depends where you live. Yeah. If you live in America. You live in America, you say it one way. You live in somewhere else, say it another way.
And in America,
how do you tell a person to get lost? Go to, I'm not going to finish the expression. In Eretz Yisrael, how do you tell a person to go to lost? Lech la'azazel. It all depends where you live. Where you live, you have different expressions. Mar ki ashrei. But asra detana dilon. In our location, litzli correlates li. Ulimavushal correlimavushal. The ashra biyosha filu tzli correlimavushal. And where
second,
he
hold
lived,
on a second. So,
yeah.
Are there different locations?
It depends where you live. V'ha kro nasiv la. Ah, frek, but they brought a pasuk.
What is nasiv la?
Nasiv means provided. He provided a biblical source. The Gemara says,
"Asmachta
bi'alma." Doesn't mean anything. It's
how do you touch a smachta? I mean, it's
a lightweight. It's a lightweight drasha. What's a good translation? Let's ask Shloimi Rabinowitz, who has an article Gemara. How do they touch the word asmachta? Precise English translation of the word asmachta bi'alma. It's not a real drasha. Every drasha yinin chazal, you have to have a mesora. There's no mesora that sli, that the word sli and bishul is interchangeable. We do find it in the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. It's a nice thing, but it's not conclusive. It's not a drasha that's ironclad. It's a lightweight remez in the pasuk that we find in the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim.
But it's a very good proof.
It's very nice, but it's not strong enough. Also, there's a whole sugya.
Why not?
There's a big sugya. Can you bring a raya from a pasuk in Kesuvim? Most of the drashas come from the Torah itself.
Nevi'im
also. To go so far and bring a raya from the way a word is used in Kisuvim is not the
mukhra. Where did you see that?
It says it somewhere. I saw this somewhere. I'm not making this up. I saw this somewhere. The pasuk in
Divrei Hayamim. Why? Because Kisuvim is already written Baruch HaKoy.
It's different. Right. Exactly. Scriptural support, but it's not a primary source. Okay.
Let me ask you, is Eev part of Kisuvim or part of Nevi'im?
What?
Job, the book of Job.
Job is Kisuvim.
Why? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. He was the author. That's what it says.
So David, was David a Navi? Or was
no.
David a, what?
He was a Baruch HaKodesh. It says clearly. He was not a Navi.
Not so Pashut.
He was not from the Memchaz Nevi'im. He had Nasan a Navi. He was not a Navi.
Not so Pashut.
I'm telling you.
Okay, what are you saying?
Look in Rashi. He enumerates all the Nevi'im. He leaves out David. The Vilna Gaon also.
Okay,
he has his own.
Okay, I'm not going to argue. Okay,
it says he was the biggest Baruch HaKodesh. He was the just like Shlomo Melech, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was.
I hear who wrote Yirmiya?
This I don't know.
I'm sorry. Who wrote Eicha?
Yirmiya
wrote it. The Pharisee of the Apostle, he wrote it. Yirmiya, Jeremiah was a prophet.
Oh, so what's the pshat then?
So and go back to Ksuvim. There are some. So why isn't
Yirmiya? Oh, Megillas Esther.
No, that's Ruach HaKodesh. That's for sure not Nevuah. That's sure not Nevuah. Uh-huh. But what about Eicha? Eicha was written by Yirmiya. Yirmiya was a Navi.
I don't know.
Okay, let's go weiter. Koinam, Nugo, Nugamor. Okay, next Gemara. Koinam Tavshel. Now we go to a Naya Sugya. Now you're in the middle of the new Sugya. It says over here, Koinam Tavshel, V'chom Mispashel, V'chom Mitavshel Noda. Frech the Gemara. A person, what's the case of it? A person made a neder from a Tavshel. Okay, let's go over here to the Masifta. A person made a neder from a Tavshel. He's also B'masa Kedera. Frech the Gemara.
1 second.
The case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, person who coined them from a Tavshil. So it says in the Mishnah that he's also in Maaseh Derach. And he's Mutar Ba'ova. Frag the Gemara, Vaha Mi Tavshil Nodar. He made a Neder. And therefore, the Gemara's question over here is if he made a Neder, so what difference does it make if the Maaseh Kedera is Ova or Rach? We already know the answer. We already know everything. Mr. Goldberg, he knows everything. The Mishnah said the halacha. We explained the reason. The Mishnah says you make a neder from a tavshil.
Yeah.
You're allowed to have hana from Maisa Kedera Ova, but not from Maisa Kedera Lach. So what's the difference between the two? So we already explained the answer. We already know the Gemara. We already know everything already. Mr. Goldberg, he knows everything. He listened to the show already 10 times. And what is the answer? The answer is because when you say a tavshil, the taich of a tavshil is something that is eaten with bread. So if it's rach, you're going to eat it with bread. If it's ova, right, you're not going to eat it with bread. We know that. But the Gemara doesn't know that yet. The Gemara, what we know, comes from the Gemara right now. This is what we learn. This is Tana Kol Midi, the Mis'achel Bei Rifta Tavshel Karalu. Anything that is eaten with bread is called a tavshil.
Yeah.
And Mimela, if it's racha, if it's soft, if you have soft, delicious porridge, then you eat it with bread. If it's thick, hard, stale porridge, you eat it alone, then it's mutter. V'atanya, and the Gemara now says, we're going to bring, we have a kasha. V'atanya, we're going to bring a raya to this principle. What does the raya say? No, it's not tavshul. Also, b'chol minei tavshul. The osur, it's osur. It was a kasha and answer. No, it's a raya. What's the raya? Nachmol, atanya hanoidim in a tavshul. Osur b'chol minei tavshul. You now have any type of cooked food.
Of course,
the osur bitzoli, roasted, uveshaluk, overcooked or undercooked, uvemavushul, and mavushul. Why? Because
that's part of the brisa.
It's a brisa because these things are eaten together with bread. The mitzvah says you go into a restaurant. In a restaurant, if they serve something that is roasted, or that is cooked, or overcooked, or mavushal, you eat these things together with bread and meal. That's why it's going to be aser.
But the Mishnah says no, it's mutter.
The Mishnah never said anything about this. The Mishnah was silent. Sure. That's not tavshil. I'm a mavushal. We're going out tavshil.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The Mishnah says, so therefore we don't know what, so therefore the fact that it says the person makes anything from a tavshil, you're not allowed to have tzili, you're not allowed to have a shalok and mavushal, there's an indication that. Now, we also, what else are you also? Behit rioit rakot. Hit ra'ot. You go to Israel ever?
Yeah.
Lehit ra'ot. That's not what it says here. It says over here, behit rios rakois. That means melons.
Soft
little
melons.
Halloween. It was already a long time ago. It's a new, now up to the next
time. A pumpkin. Is like a melon? B'dilum
kitanim, small melons. Why? Because shehacholin oichlim bohem piton. This beferish reminds me because sick people that are not well, they eat melons together with bread.
And not healthy people?
Oh, no, not mamela, it's enough. The mamela, when it comes to, so over here, the brisa clearly defines the rule. Because since the brisa says that a person makes, and I'm not going to give him a tavshil, you're not allowed to have hanah from small melons. From these, behit rios rachos, soft melons. Why? To the brisa itself says the lomdis, because choylim, they eat these moist melons with bread. So what do you learn from this? That the rule of thumb is, if you eat something together with bread...
Even if the melons are not cooked or
exactly.
or roasted.
Exactly. So what do you learn from this? You learn the rule is that something which is cooked with, something that's eaten with bread, automatically is under...
You mean even something that's not cooked, but you eat, since you're eating bread, that's called a tavshil.
That's called a tavshil. Excellent.
Something.
Okay, Aini, now the Gemara is not happy.
So you tell me, if someone, you make a chow mein, and you eat it with bread, usually, how do you call it?
Chow mein.
Lecho in Hungarian is called.
I haven't heard that word in years. Chow mein. You know what chow mein is? I haven't heard it in years.
No, cooked. It's everything vegetable that's cooked. The rule is,
if there's one...
In the senior citizen center.
They serve chow mein, yeah? So there's one thing that you learn in this year tonight. You have to always come out, walk out the door. Why did I come here tonight? What did I learn? What I learned tonight over here is that the rule of a tavshil, Never forget this. A tavshil is something that is eaten with bread. Say to your wife, "Wife, tonight I want a tavshil."
So let me ask you something. You eat it with bread. So which is the ikka,
which
is the tuffle?
And then she serves you chow mein. Where's the bread?
So which is the ikka, which is the tuffle?
The bread is the ikka always.
Oh, how do you know?
That's the halacha shulchan aruch. Unless you have fish, very salty fish, then the fish becomes the ikka and the bread becomes the tuffle. And you don't make a bracha on the bread. Next, Aini. Is this really so? Is it really so that the... Now, the Gemara is asking a side question. The Gemara is asking now a side question. That the choylim,
so you're telling me that even melons, that sick people, it's just enough, since you have a few people that eat it?
Yes.
You're ready, it's also for you to eat it.
The Arizal is asking a question. Why do these people count? These people are choylim. The choylim are not... They're not the primary members of society. So must have been... No, they are. People that are people... They're choshev people. Just because they're not well does not mean they don't count in society.
Okay.
And we take into consideration the definition of the words based upon even the sick people. Frek the Gemara, you mentioned here in passing that people that are choylim, they eat melons to improve their health. Really? Really? Is that really so? That this is a recommendation of the health department that a sick person should eat a melon? Any v'ha... Rebbe Yirmi Yochalash. This is about Avusta Maisa Shahaya. Everyone knows the famous.
When it says
Maisa.
Rebbe, that's probably
Rebbe
Yirmi.
Rebbe Yirmi. Rebbe Yirmi. Look at the word.
When Rebbe it says Rebbe, that's probably a Tana, right?
Rebbe,
they get the title Tana.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Okay. I don't know what the answer is. Rebbe Yirmi Yochalash. This is about Avusta Maisa. Rebbe Yirmi was ill. He was ill. Al Gabehu Asya La Asyua. A doctor came to visit. In those days, before, you know, America, doctors made house calls. Could you imagine such a thing?
No, even in our times, even before my time.
Chaza Korah Demochis Bebeisei. So the doctor saw there was a melon. The
what does lasuya mean?
To heal him. Lasuya.
To heal him.
To heal him. A doctor came to provide his services.
Okay.
Chaza he saw kara the machis bevesi. So the doctor saw there was a melon. The machis bevesi that was lying in the house on the table. Shavke, the doctor said, "I am leaving." Venafak and he escaped. Amar he said, "Malach Moshe."
Who said?
The doctor said. The doctor said, "Malach Moshe isle ledein bebesa v'ano eil laasoha yosei." I'm wasting my time here.
Say it again. That the Malach Moshe.
The Malach. This guy's a goner. This guy is going to be dead before we blink. Because this the Malach HaMavis is in this person's house, he's going to die. He has no chance. So why should I waste my time trying to heal a person that's going
to
die?
He was a Kohen?
He wasn't a Kohen. He was a regular person.
Why did he have to escape?
He just said, "I'm wasting my time. I can go get business somewhere else." A doctor likes to heal people that are going
to
get better.
So what does it have to do with the melon that was lying there?
So because he said that the melon is the cause of death.
Oh, yeah.
If you eat a melon, melons cause death. Tomatoes. Do you know that tomatoes are toxic to ants? The shell of a tomato, the red shell, can cause very large bugs to die on the spot. It's toxic. And we humans, we eat it. Why? I guess for us it's not toxic. So he saw these melons on the table and he said the reason why this poor man is dying is because he is eating food that is not healthy.
You mean it looks like that melon was already used. Some of it was used already.
Exactly. He was eating the melon. So what do we learn from this Maisha Haya? That it's not healthy for a chole to eat melons. So how can you
what
tell
does
me?
Eo mean?
Saw your say to heal the person, ridiculous. I'm wasting
so
my time.
Schwer, yeah.
So therefore, what do we have a
first,
side question?
It's not a kasha, two types of melons, the las and amkara.
No, it's the same thing. The Gemara assumes, I hear you crash, the Gemara assumes that it's the same family. It's the same family, of melons. The Gemara says, loy kasha, it's not a kasha, ha birakiche, ha beashune. There are different types of melons. This is what Rabbi Shlomo is never saying. The different types of melons. The Braisa that says that melons are good, are birakiche, are which are soft melons. Soft melons are healthy. They will restore a person's health. Cholim eat them. And when cholim eat them, they eat it with bread. Memela, it's called a tavshil. Ha be'ashune. The word ashune means they are hard. The word ashune means
looks like
hard.
They're
hard melons. Okay, next Gemara. Rava Barula.
Look what the Ran says. Berchichei mo'alu.
They're good. They're healthy. Mo'alu means they're healthy. They're beneficial.
Oh, I see.
They're beneficial. Ashune, they're hard. That means it's caution. Next Gemara.
Meaning they're not good. They're already
it's
like.
It's not good. The person's gonna
die. It's getting rotten.
They're starving. The guy is going to be a goner. Vait Rava Bar Ula Omar. Ha Bekara Gufe. Another answer. Naya answer. Another answer. We have many answers.
Oh,
this question.
A different answer.
Ha Bekara Gufe. The doctor said, "What's going to be mazik? It's the melon itself." Ha Begave the Kara. The bride said, "The melons are going to be good." Referring to when it's inside the melon, it's the juice. In other words, it's when we learned before that people cholim, they eat melons with bread. It doesn't mean they eat the melon itself. They eat the inside, the toich, not
so
the outside.
So means the inside.
The inside. The Amar Rav Yehuda luliva dekara. What is the word luliva means? What is inside? The panemius of the melon, of the kara of the melon. Bisilka. Beets.
One second, Rav Yehuda is just explaining Barola.
He's coming to explain it's not a stira. You're right, he's coming to bring down this member. Diyamar, Rav Yehuda, Baba Liva, Dukara, Besilka, he's giving you the ingredients, giving you a magic potion. If you take the inside of a melon and you mix it, you cook it with beets. Beet juice. Delicious. Delicious. Viluliva di kitana, and the inside of kitana, of flax, bikutna, together with kutcha. Kutcha is kutach. Everyone knows what kutach is. Kutach is sour milk.
Sour milk.
Yeah. This thing is very good. That's healthy. That's very, very healthy. That is very healthy. He's giving you an eitza toiva. He's telling you if you want to have good health, you should do these things. You should go and you should take melons, squeeze them, have some melon juice together with beets, and you'll live forever. Or you should take flax. You should take flax, squeeze flax, extract liquid juice that you can get out of flax. Can you do that? You ever try that at home? Take flax from your backyard.
I thought this is all one ingredient. You have to mix it all
together. And you go and you squeeze it, and you extract some juice, and you mix it together with kutach. Put it into your kutach.
Oh, those separate things.
Kutach. And this is unbelievable. This is the what's the word? The elixir of life.
The elixir
of life. You'll live forever. And this thing, don't tell this to an ignoramus, because you know what he's going to do? He's going to buy up all the flax. If he knows the secret, he's going to corner the market, and no one's going to be able to have clothing. There's not going to be any linen to wear in the world, because the people are going to exploit the value of all of the flax for its medicinal purposes, and no one's going to be able to find any flax in the market for clothing. So don't reveal this to people who only want money.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Next, answer number three, Rav Amar. So we have another kasha. What's the answer number two?
But wait a second. Why were you mentioning about this melon? Providing that it's eaten with bread, then it's also
right. So therefore, but we learn that melons is the Malach HaMavis.
Right. So
it says the inside of the melon is very beneficial.
Or when it's still ripe. I mean, ripened when it's still
the inside. That's the answer. The inside
of
the melon.
No, that's one answer. The first answer
was when it's soft, melon.
Right.
The second answer is the inside.
Yeah.
And now we come to the third answer. Rav Amar, another answer. My Choylin. It means Rabbanon. It doesn't mean people that are sick. It means for them it's beneficial, but for sick people it's taka no good. In other words, when it says over there,
look what Rashi says.
Chol means somebody chamim. The oisek in turn they become weak.
The
ain hanim in the oilam. They're prone to become. So when it says choylin does not mean a person that's sick. Does not mean it means a Talmud chacham. And it means that it's a very good food for Talmidei Chachamim to eat, because it does not cost a lot of money. It's very cheap, and it's very beneficial.
So it provides
all the nutrients that a person needs.
It
prevents them becoming sick.
Right,
it provides all the nutrients they need to survive. The male, they can learn Torah the whole day. They don't need to go make a lot of money. They can subside on a small amount of money to live and to learn Torah. It's good for them. But it doesn't mean mamish sick people. For a person that's taka very, very sick, then it's poisonous. It's not going to help them get better. So that's the answer to the contradiction. The contradiction was we learned one place that the reason that these melons, it's called the tafshil, because you eat it with bread. The haraya, melons, because the choylin eat it with bread. When we say the choylin eat it with bread, we mean the talmidei chachamim. That's what they're the ones who eat it with bread. But a regular person doesn't eat it with bread.
Therefore, it would be mutter.
No, that is why we've learned the translation of the word choylin.
Right.
And therefore, because talmidei chachamim eat melons with bread, it's called a tafshil. Okay, that's answer number three.
So before you said that if someone...
We had a contradiction.
That someone says, I'm not going to eat from any tafshil.
Right, so what is called a tafshil? So we learned in the Gemara. The Gemara says that melons is called a tafshil. Melons are called a tafshil. Why? Because choylin eat melons with bread.
But now he's bringing it right. It's not good for choylin.
So in a chanami, it's not good for a person it's not good for a person that is physically sick.
Oh, I got it.
But for talmidei chacham, it's good. Talmidei chacham are not physically sick. They're called choylin because they have a poor complexion. All right. At least we learned the Amud. We learned the Amud.
Yeah.
V'yama Rava, k'man metzalinan al kitzidei v'al midei k'man k'reb yoisi.
For celebration.
Shkaya, thank you.
Amen.
Why tell me they chachamim call choylin?
Because they don't take care of themselves. They're vulnerable.